It's a pleasure scoring a goal.
I mean, you reacted very, very quickly. It's a harder goal to score than it looks, that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good goal. I run to the first post and score. It's a good reaction from me.
Is one of your great skills anticipating and a sort of, I don't know, a passion for the game, really? Because you seem to show that when you come on.
Yeah, I anticipate the ball and every time someone wants to cross the ball, so I need to go to the first post. I need to say maybe he's going to cross the ball, so I anticipate and go to the first post.
So that's something that you were reading in Raheem Sterling when he got the ball. You knew where he was going to put it.
Yeah, because I think when he got the ball, he's going to cross, so I made a run to the first post.
Where are you now in your head? Are you frustrated that you're not getting starts in games, or are you quite happy to come on and be an impact substitute?
No, you know, Man City is a big team, and I'm just coming up as a young player, so I'm not worried. So just keep working hard, and one day I'm going to start, keep playing regularly in the team.
You're flying the flag, really, for the EDS, aren't you? I mean, there must be other mates and teammates of yours who are in the EDS who look at you for inspiration.
Yeah, because there are good players in the EDS, so we have a lot of good players there, young players, very good. So I think flying the flag now and coming up, so they also is coming up as well, so everyone is doing well.
I know you're from Nigeria, and I know your history of where you've come from, but because you've come up through the EDS and you're a young lad, the City fans want to really see you succeed. Do you sense that from the crowd when you come on?
Not really, but I think, I don't know, but I think the fans love me. I love them as well, so I thank them for their support and everything, so I'll continue doing well here.
Do you have a lot of dialogue with somebody like Sergio Aguero and Wilfried Bony? Do they talk to you and give you advice?
Yeah, they talk to me every day in training. Every time they encourage me to keep going, keep doing well. I will be a great player one day. So I listen to them and keep working hard.
I know the manager was a defender, but I guess he gives you advice too, does he?
Yeah, he gives me advice and encourages me every time. So he gives me courage to go in and do well, play simple and score goals.
You seem a very humble player. I mean, I know you've got confidence when you're on the pitch, but off the pitch you sound very humble, really.
Yeah, everyone needs to be humble. As a human being, you need to respect people and people respect you as well. So you need to be humble as a human being, yeah.
Because it's the League Cup, if City go all the way to the final in this competition, you know, you could well be involved in playing a game at Wembley. Is that something you've dreamed of as a young player?
Yeah, Wembley is a big stadium, 90,000, so if I'm playing there, so it's a dream come true, so I'll be happy to play at Wembley.
And I suppose at this stage in your career, scoring the winning goal at Wembley would be the ultimate, would it?
Well, yeah, it would be a great pleasure and joy for me to score at Wembley, so I can't wait for the day.